From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week, One Manchester Service Group serves the physically challenged in their community. Stay tuned to find out who is sharing the love. Mobility. It's often taken for granted, but persons without freedom of movement know just how critical it is. Physically challenged residents in Manchester will soon have access to a wheelchair-enabled transport service that takes them just about anywhere they want to go. The Mandeville arm of the Jamaica Red Cross has set out to raise funds to purchase the vehicle, which will provide an alternative to using the ambulance for non-emergency services. Public Relations Officer for the Mandeville Red Cross, Michael Walker, says the group identified the need after receiving several calls for ambulance assistance.
Sometimes people call us for ambulance service. They don't really need an ambulance. They really need a type of wheelchair vehicle that would help those people because they are physically challenged.
The service, which is the major project for the Mandeville Red Cross this year, will not only assist the elderly or stroke and accident victims, but other persons with mobility challenges will be able to access the service.
We have had cases where they call us to pick up people from the airport, and it's the ambulance we have to. Okay. And they are not really sick people, it's just because they might be physically challenged.
There are about 6 nursing homes and several other residents in the Mandeville area who will be able to benefit from the initiative. Transportation will be offered at a minimal cost to cover vehicle maintenance. The service will also be provided to some needy persons free of cost.
We are going to offer services to a humanitarian ground, but we have to be able to maintain it.
The estimated cost to purchase the first vehicle is $45,000, and Mr. Walker says the Mandeville Red Cross is raising funds to make the purchase. He welcomes donations and sponsorship from public and private entities.
So we are also hoping that we can find a major sponsor to help us with this project.
Companies that partner with the Red Cross to purchase the vehicle will have their logos displayed on the side.
So you are going to get advertisement wherever that vehicle goes. So come on board and help the Red Cross.
Governor General Sir Patrick Allen has welcomed the initiative.
This is an initiative which I think we should applaud the Manchester Red Cross for. The service will also help those veterans, residents at Kirkley home, who fought for us to be who we are as a people today. We must turn our concerns into action. In every community, there is work to be done.
The Governor General is urging the public to support the fundraiser and called on able-bodied Jamaicans to make a difference in their respective communities, even through simple everyday tasks. The vehicle will be operated by the Jamaica Red Cross, and the service will include transportation to and from work, places of worship, business errands, and sporting events. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
A person assigned an attorney may need forensic, medical, scientific, or other expert evidence to prove his case. The Legal Aid Council, where an assigned attorney so requests, undertakes the costs for such expert services as required. Contact the Legal Aid Council at 72 Harbour Street, Kingston, telephone 948-6999 or email aid.legal@moj.gov.jm. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
The tax threshold will move from $592,800 to $1 million on July 1, 2016, and on April 1, 2017, it will move from $1 million to $1.5 million. This will benefit all persons who pay income tax. The Government of Jamaica, building a partnership for economic growth and prosperity.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.